Majjhima Nikaya, number 68, Nalakapana Suttang, The Discourse at Nalakapana, translated from the Pali by Pia Tan. Thus have I heard. At one time, the Blessed One was staying in the Palash forest near Nalakapana in Kosala country. Now, at that time, many well-known sons of family had gone forth out of faith from home into homelessness under the Blessed One. That is to say, the Venerable Anuruddha, the Venerable Paddiya, the Venerable Kimbila, the Venerable Bhagu, the Venerable Kondanya, the Venerable Revata, the Venerable Ananda, and many other well-known sons of family. Now at that time, the Blessed One was sitting in the open surrounded by a community of monks. Then the Blessed One addressed the monks concerning these sons of family. Bhikshus, these sons of family who have gone forth out of faith from home into homelessness under me. Do you think, bhikshus, if they are monks who delight in the holy life? When this was said, the monks remained silent. For the second time, the Blessed One addressed the monks concerning these sons of family. Bhikshus, these sons of family who have gone forth out of faith from home into homelessness under me. Do you think, bhikshus, if they are monks who delight in the holy life? For the second time, the monks remained silent. For the third time, the Blessed One addressed the monks concerning these sons of family. Bhikshus, these sons of family who have gone forth out of faith from home into homelessness under me. Do you think, bhikshus, if they are monks who delight in the holy life? For the third time, the monks remained silent. Then this occurred to the Blessed One. What now if I were to ask the sons of family themselves? Then the Blessed One addressed the Venerable Anuruddha. Anuruddha, do you delight in the holy life? Surely, Bhante, we delight in the holy life. Good, good, Anuruddha. It is proper that you, sons of family, who have gone forth out of faith from home into homelessness, delight in the holy life. You are young, Anuruddha, blessed with youth, endowed with the prime of life, black-haired youths who have still not fully enjoyed sense pleasures. Yet you all, Anuruddha, blessed with youth, endowed with the prime of life, black-haired youths have gone forth from home into homelessness. And indeed, Anuruddha, you have gone forth from home into homelessness not because of being forced by the king. You have gone forth from home into homelessness not because of being forced by robbers. You have gone forth from home into homelessness not because of debts. You have gone forth from home into homelessness not because of fear. You have gone forth from home into homelessness not for the sake of livelihood, but rather you have done so thinking, I am immersed in birth, decay, death, sorrow, lamentation, physical pain, mental pain, and despair, overwhelmed by suffering, overcome by suffering. Perhaps there is a making an end of this whole mass of suffering to be found. What now, Anuruddha? Have you not thus gone forth from home into homelessness, out of faith? Yes, Bhante, we have. And what now, Anuruddha, should be done by a son of family who has gone forth from home into homelessness in this way? Anuruddha, so long as he does not attain to zeal and joy on account of being secluded from sensual pleasures and secluded from unwholesome mental states, or some other state that is more peaceful than that, covetousness invades his mind and remains there. Ill will invades his mind and remains there. Sloth and torpor invade his mind and remains there. Restless and remorse invade his mind and remains there. Doubt invades his mind and remains there. Discontent invades his mind and remains there. Drowsiness invades his mind and remains there. This is the case, Anuruddha, so long as he does not attain to zeal and joy on account of being secluded from sensual pleasures and secluded from unwholesome mental states or some state that is more peaceful than that. Anuruddha, so long as he attains to zeal and joy on account of being secluded from sensual pleasures and secluded from unwholesome mental states or some other state that is more peaceful than that, covetousness does not continue to seize his mind. Ill will does not continue to seize his mind. Sloth and torpor do not continue to seize his mind. Restless and remorse do not continue to seize his mind. Doubt does not continue to seize his mind. Discontent does not continue to seize his mind. Drowsiness does not continue to seize his mind. This is the case, Anuruddha, so long as he attains to zeal and joy on account of being secluded from sensual pleasures and secluded from unwholesome mental states, or some other state that is more peaceful than that. What then, Anuruddha, do you think of me thus? Those influxes that defile, that bring about rebirth, that are troubling, that ripen in suffering, that bring about future birth, decay, and death, have not been abandoned by the Tathagata. Therefore, the Tathagata, having considered, uses one thing, having considered, endures another, having considered, avoids another, having considered, removes another. No, indeed, Bhante, we do not think of the Blessed One thus. Those influxes that defile, that bring about rebirth, that are troubling, that ripen in suffering, that bring about future birth, decay, and death, have not been abandoned by the Tathagata. Therefore, the Tathagata, having considered, uses one thing, having considered, endures another, having considered, avoids another, having considered, removes another. We, Bhante, think of the Blessed One thus. Those influxes that defile, that bring about rebirth, that are troubling, that ripen in suffering, that bring about future birth, decay, and death, have been abandoned by the Tathagata. Therefore, the Tathagata, having considered, uses one thing, having considered, endures another, having considered, avoids another, having considered, removes another. Good, good, Aniruddha, those influxes that defile, that bring about rebirth, that are troubling, that ripen in suffering, that bring about future birth, decay, and death, have been abandoned by the Tathagata. Cut them off at the root, made them like a palm tree stump, done away with them so that they are not subject to further growth. Aniruddha, just as a palm tree whose crown has been cut off is incapable of further growth, even so, Aniruddha, those influxes that defile, that bring about rebirth, that are troubling, that ripen in suffering, that bring about future birth, decay, and death, have been abandoned by Tathagata. Cut off at the root, made them like a palm tree stump, done away with them so that they are not subject to further growth. Therefore, Aniruddha, the Tathagata, having considered, uses one thing, having considered, endures another, having considered, avoids another, having considered, removes another. What do you think, Aniruddha? Seeing what purpose does the Tathagata declare the reappearance of a disciple who has passed away, who has died thus? So-and-so had reappeared in such-a-such place. So-and-so had reappeared in such-and-such a place. Bhante, our teachings are rooted in the Blessed One, guided by the Blessed One, has the Blessed One as a refuge. It would be good indeed if the Blessed One were to explain its meaning. Having heard the Blessed One, the monks would remember it. Aniruddha, it is not for the sake of deceiving people, nor for the sake of popular talk, nor for the sake of such benefits as gains, praises, and renown, nor hoping, may people know it to be so, that he declares the reappearance of a disciple who has passed away, who has died thus. So-and-so had reappeared in such and such a place. So-and-so had reappeared in such and such a place. And indeed, Aniruddha, there are sons of family with faith, greatly inspired, greatly gladdened, who, having heard this, will direct their minds to such a goal. This, Aniruddha, is for their good and happiness for a long time. Hear, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus. Monk so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that he was established in final knowledge. Moreover, he has seen that Venerable One himself, or heard it said of him thus. Such too, indeed, was that Venerable's moral virtue. Such too, indeed, was that Venerable's Dharma. Such too, indeed, was that venerable's wisdom. Such, too, indeed, was how that venerable lived. Such, too, indeed, was how that venerable was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk's abiding in comfort. Here, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus, "Monk so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having destroyed the five lower fetters, he is spontaneously arisen in the pure abodes, who thereby attains nirvana, and of a nature not to return from that world. Moreover, he has seen that venerable one for himself, or heard it said of him thus, 'Such, too, indeed, was that venerable's moral virtue. Such, too, indeed, was that venerable's dharma. Such, too, indeed, was that venerable's wisdom. Such, too, indeed, was how the venerable lived. Such, too, indeed, was how that venerable was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such, indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk's abiding in comfort. Here, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus, "Monk so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having destroyed the three fetters and diminished lust, hate, and delusion, he is a once returner, and returning only once to this world, he will make an end of suffering. Moreover, he has seen that venerable one for himself, or heard it said of him thus, 'Such, too, indeed, was that venerable's moral virtue. Such, too, indeed, was that venerable's dharma. Such, too, indeed, was that venerable's wisdom. Such, too, indeed, was how the venerable lived. Such, too, indeed, was how that venerable was liberated.' He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk's abiding in comfort. Here, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus, 'Monk so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having totally destroyed the three fetters, he is a stream winner, not bound for the lower world, destined for awakening, sure of liberation, bound for awakening. Moreover, he has seen that venerable one for himself, or heard it said of him thus, 'Such too indeed was that venerable's moral virtue. Such too indeed was that venerable's dharma. Such too indeed was that venerable's wisdom. Such too indeed was how the venerable lived. Such too indeed was how that venerable was liberated.' He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk's abiding in comfort. Here, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus, none so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that she was established in final knowledge. Moreover, she has seen that sister for himself, or heard it said of her thus. Such too, indeed, was that sister's moral virtue. Such too, indeed, was that sister's dharma. Such too, indeed, was that sister's wisdom. Such too, indeed, was how that sister lived. Such too, indeed, was how that sister was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such, indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk's abiding in comfort. Here, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus, none so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having destroyed the five lower fetters, she is spontaneously arisen in the pure abodes, who thereby attains nirvana and the nature of not to return from that world. Moreover, he has seen that sister for himself, or heard it said of her thus. Such too indeed was that sister's moral virtue. Such too indeed was that sister's dharma. Such too indeed was that sister's wisdom. Such too indeed was how that sister lived. Such too indeed was how that sister was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk's abiding in comfort. Here, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus, none so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having destroyed the three fetters and diminished lust, hate, and delusion, she is a once-returner. And returning only once to this world, she will make an end of suffering. Moreover, he has seen that sister for himself, or heard it said of her thus. Such too indeed was that sister's moral virtue. Such too indeed was that sister's dharma. Such too indeed was that sister's wisdom. Such too indeed was how that sister lived. Such too indeed was how that sister was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk's abiding in comfort. Here, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus, none so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having totally destroyed the three fetters, she is a stream winner, not bound for the lower world, destined for awakening, sure of liberation, bound for awakening. Moreover, he has seen that sister for himself, or heard it said of her thus. Such too indeed was that sister's moral virtue. Such too, indeed, was that sister's dharma. Such too, indeed, was that sister's wisdom. Such too, indeed, was how that sister lived. Such too, indeed, was how that sister was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk abiding and comfort. Here, Anuruddha, a monk hears thus, layman so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having destroyed the five lower fetters, he is spontaneously arisen in the pure abodes, who thereby attains nirvana, and of a nature not to return from that world. Moreover, he has seen that Venerable One for himself, or heard it said of him thus, such too, indeed, was that Venerable's moral virtue. Such too, indeed, was that Venerable's Dharma. Such too, indeed, was that Venerable's wisdom. Such too, indeed, was how the Venerable lived. Such too, indeed, was how that Venerable was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Anuruddha, is the monk's abiding and comfort. Here, Anuruddha, a monk hears thus, layman so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having destroyed the three fetters and diminished lust, hate, and delusion, he is a once returner. And returning only once to this world, he will make an end of suffering. Moreover, he has seen that Venerable One for himself, or heard it said of him thus, such too indeed was that Venerable's moral virtue. Such too indeed was that Venerable's Dharma. Such too indeed was that Venerable's wisdom. Such too indeed was how the Venerable lived. Such too indeed was how that Venerable was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Anuruddha, is the monk's abiding and comfort. Here, Anuruddha, a monk hears thus, layman so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having totally destroyed the three fetters, he is a stream winner, not bound for the lower world, destined for awakening, sure of liberation, bound for awakening. Moreover, he has seen that Venerable One for himself, or heard it said of him thus, such too indeed was that Venerable's moral virtue. Such too, indeed, was that Venerable's Dharma. Such too, indeed, was that Venerable's wisdom. Such too, indeed, was how the Venerable lived. Such too, indeed, was how that Venerable was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith in moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Anuruddha, is the monk's abiding and comfort. Here, Anuruddha, a monk hears thus, laywoman so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having destroyed the five lower fetters, she is one spontaneously arisen in the pure abodes, who thereby attains nirvana, and of a nature not to return from that world. Moreover, he has seen that sister for himself, or heard it said of her thus, such too indeed was that sister's moral virtue. Such too indeed was that sister's Dharma. Such too, indeed, was that sister's wisdom. Such too, indeed, was how that sister lived. Such too, indeed, was how that sister was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk abiding in comfort. Here, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus, Laywoman so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having destroyed the three fetters and diminished lust, hate, and delusion, she was a once-returner, and returning only once to this world, she will make an end of suffering. Moreover, he has seen that sister for himself, or heard it said of her thus, Such too, indeed, was that sister's moral virtue. Such too, indeed, was that sister's dharma. Such too, indeed, was that sister's wisdom. Such too, indeed, was how that sister lived. Such too, indeed, was how that sister was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk's abiding in comfort. Here, Aniruddha, a monk hears thus, Laywoman so-and-so has passed away. The Blessed One has declared that, having totally destroyed the three fetters, she is a stream winner, not bound for the lower world, destined for awakening, sure of liberation, bound for awakening. Moreover, he has seen that sister for himself, or heard it said of her thus. Such too, indeed, was that sister's moral virtue. Such too, indeed, was that sister's dharma. Such too, indeed, was that sister's wisdom. Such too, indeed, was how that sister lived. Such too, indeed, was how that sister was liberated. He directs his own mind to the goal, recollecting his faith and moral virtue and learning and charity and wisdom. Such indeed, Aniruddha, is the monk's abiding in comfort. Aniruddha, it is not for the sake of deceiving people, nor for the sake of popular talk, nor for the sake of such benefits as gains, praises, and renown, nor hoping, may people know it to be so, that the Tathagata declare the reappearance of a disciple who has passed away, who has died, thus. So-and-so had reappeared in such and such a place. So-and-so had reappeared in such and such a place. For, indeed, Aniruddha, there are sons of family with faith, greatly inspired, greatly gladdened, who, having heard this, will direct their minds to such a goal. This, Aniruddha, is for their good and happiness for a long time. The Blessed One said this. The Venerable Aniruddha joyfully approved of the Blessed One's word. End of Nalakapanasuttam.